earlier on in the programme when I played Comeback Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff, and I said we'd probably hear another Percy French song on the programme. Well, here it is, sung by my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen. They're singing all about the Mountains of Mourne.
Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing, a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you'll believe me, when asked to a ball, they don't wear no tucks to their dresses at all. Oh, I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth say if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, for the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here now at the head of the force. I met him today, I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped all the traffic with one wave of his hand. As we were talking of days that are gone, the whole population of London looked on. But for all those great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, oh, never you mind, with beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexion, all roses and cream. But O'Loughlin remarked with regard to the same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lips. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me, for the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea.
Foster and Allen with a somewhat abridged version of the Mountains of Mourne there. And for those of you who might like to know, the Mountains of Mourne are situated in County Down on the east, the northeast of Ireland. Beautiful scenery, lakes, mountains, woods, and, well, the mountains sweep down to the sea. Foster and Allen. Now, every time I play this next track, it causes quite a stir. It's the beautiful song, Beautiful Isle of Somewhere, sung by Trudy Lawler. But Trudy is joined by her mother, singing along here, who is in her 80s. Trudy Lawler and her mammy, and Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. I never tire of listening to that song, but particularly when it's sung by Trudy Lawler and her mother, Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. In the early 50s, a young girl from Belfast made her way over to London with her family because she wanted to make a name for herself as a singer. And she succeeded. Her name, Ruby Murray. Ruby, immediately she started releasing records, as they were called in those days. Well, her first hit, Softly, Softly, went to number one. And for the next 10, 12 years or so, she filled the charts. She recorded an album, during that time, or maybe towards the end of that time, A Song for Ireland, I think they called it, or something of that name. And I'm going to play you a track from that now, but you must bear in mind that this was recorded way back when Adam was a lad. And there's a lot of reverb on it. But it's young Ruby Murray's interpretation of the song that we all know so well, Galway Bay.
If you ever go away, Are the breezes blowing o'er the seas from Ireland? Are perfumed by the heather as they blow? And the women in the uplands digging praties speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us just for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I'm sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea. Thank you.
some Irish reels there from one of the leading Irish Cayley bands, the Kilfenora Cayley Band. At the beginning of the programme, I was explaining to you about the Sounds Irish theme in our programme, and I pointed out that it doesn't necessarily have to be an Irish song. Well, here's an example of that. But friends, to me, this Irish singer, Ronan Tynan, is the greatest voice that's come out of Ireland for a long, long time. Now, that's just only Joe Ballard's idea. But I think this man has a wonderful voice. Take a listen to him singing, not an Irish song, a song entitled My Life Belongs to You. But my word, what a voice.
When first we met, I heard a voice within. The scene was set, and here's your heroine. I raise my eyes, my breath was taken by that sweet surprise. Your heart was mine.
Wasn't that fabulous there? Wonderful singing from Ronan Tynan, My Life Belongs to You. I want to play for you now a track from that multi-talented family, the Black Family, who hail originally from Rathlin Island off the coast of Northern Ireland up there. But we're all familiar, of course, with Mary Black and her sister, Frances. But this is the whole family singing and playing together, because not only do they sing, but they play instrumentals very well as well. So here, the Black family, and I explain this to you, fare thee well, a store. A store is an Irish term for treasure. In other words, goodbye, my treasure, from the Black family. But we're not going just yet.
Slowly fades, moonlight silver on the shore. Shadows fall along the strand. I see your face no more. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, storm. Cold the wind that blows around, broken hearts with sorrow fill. Turn with longing to the tide, flowing deep and still. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well. Silent tears stream down the glen, fill the rivers to the shore. Silent echoes on the wind, your voice I hear no more. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, a storm. Winter cold the night, I long to see you still. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with
as I say, the multi-talented Black Family. Unfortunately, I've only got one album of theirs, and I must try and pick some up during the next couple of months. But there, Fare Thee Well, a Store. I've mentioned it quite often on Sounds Irish and on the sister programme My Kind of Music. One of the joys musically for me in my life is to visit the local nursing homes, rest homes, retirement homes, call them what you will, and have a sing-along with some of the residents there. Now, quite a few of them will join in and will sing solo for me, which is a great joy. I'll tell you why I'm leading you up to this, because recently I visited one such home, and towards the end of the entertainment, the afternoon, it usually lasts about an hour and a half, this man said, "Joe, I'd like to sing a song." And I said, "Fire away." He said, "You probably don't know this one." Actually, I did. And I handed him the microphone, and he sang this lovely song. And I'll tell you what, friends, it moved me. I'm going to play for you now the Frank McCaffrey version of the song that he so beautifully sang. It's not an Irish song, by the way, but Frank McCaffrey hails from County Mayo.
An old man was bidding his daughter goodbye. His roof she was leaving that day. "You're going to be married," he said with a sigh. "From the old home you're going away. I can't give you riches, it's true, but here is a gift I have treasured for you. It's the ring your mother wore on the day she took my name. Just a plain gold band I placed on her hand when my partner in life she became. It's a simple gift, I know, but my fondest hope will be, may it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me." He said, "You must both go together in life and greet all your cares with a smile. Remember your mother and be a good wife. She was loving and true all the while. And darling, wherever go, this keepsake will bring you good fortune, I know. It's the ring your mother wore on the day she took my name. Just a plain gold band I placed on her hand when my partner in life she became. It's a simple gift, I know, but my fondest hope will be, may it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me. May it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me."
Well, friends, time has caught up with us. This brings us to the end of this week's Sounds Irish. I hope you've enjoyed some of the tracks. I've enjoyed them all. Friends, may good God bless you and yours, and of course, me and mine. This is Joe Bollard saying, take good care of yourselves and of one another. And until next week, God bless. Travel safely. Sloan. Bye.